Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Supreme Court arguments.
Pitting the First Amendment against anti-discrimination law.
Power station attacked.
It appears to be an intentional, willful, and malicious act.
Trump and the Constitution.
What he suggests ought to be shocking to everyone.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in the case of a graphic artist, Lori Smith, who objects to designing wedding websites for same-sex couples.
Colorado is not only telling me what I can't say, they're telling me what I must say.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser.
This is not only about equal rights based on sexual orientation or gender identity. This is about equal rights based on religion, ethnicity, or race.
Here's CBS's Jan Crawford.
The court had a similar case 5 years ago involving a baker. He won that case, but narrowly. The justices didn't take up these bigger First Amendment issues, so now it's back before this newly conservative Supreme Court.
The FBI is involved in the investigation into power stations that were shot up and disabled in Moore County, North Carolina. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Utility provider Duke Energy says the substation suffered extensive damage. Their crews are working to restore power quickly, but that process could take several days.
We are looking at a pretty sophisticated repair.
With overnight temperatures dropping below freezing, the county has opened an emergency shelter. Resident Andrew Wilkins is staying home with his family, huddling by a fire to stay warm.
It's frustrating. It's unfortunate. It's frankly, in some levels, infuriating.
Now to Georgia, CBS's Nicole Killian has the latest on the final day's blitz in the U.S. Senate runoff. Election day is tomorrow.
Are you ready to win this election?
Incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock ended Sunday in church.
You're going to vote for somebody whose last name begins with a W.
And the Baptist minister who pastors the same church Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. did got some backup from the choir. La, 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 la. In a virtual phone bank with Stevie Wonder.
Georgia needs Herschel Walker.
Instead of star power, it was Senate power with South Carolina's Tim Scott and Louisiana's John Kennedy stumping for Republican challenger Herschel Walker.
Raphael Warnock has spent over $100 million against me already, and we're in a tie.
It's all part of an intense ground game to drive turnout on both sides.
Democrats and some Republicans are blasting former President Trump for saying on social media that parts of the Constitution should be terminated so he can be restored to the presidency. New York Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler on CNN.
I don't support that. The Constitution is set for a reason.
University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato.
He's saying there's an alternative to a new election. It's simply installing me, Donald Trump, as president again.
Overseas, the word from Iran is the country's morality police is being disbanded. CBS's Holly Williams tells us it's been one of the targets in weeks of demonstrations over the treatment of women.
Iran's morality police are hated by many. In social media videos, they're seen enforcing conservative Islamic dress codes imposed on women, including a compulsory head covering. They were the ones who arrested 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in September. Many in Iran believe she was beaten or tortured by the morality police.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
OPEC oil-producing nations say they're sticking with their target to cut production. A European Union boycott of most Russian oil took hold today. Here in the U.S., gasoline prices have dropped 40 cents a gallon over the last month. AAA says the national average for regular is now $3.40. Well, this week, we take a look at electric vehicles. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
The dive into electric vehicle research for Casey Boyce with Escalent Research started in 2020. He tells CBS News Radio the number of people likely to buy a new electric vehicle is growing.
The percentage climbed from 17% in 2020 up to 21% this year.
Boyce says three things are driving customers toward an EV. The first is knowing someone who has one.
The second thing's awareness of charging infrastructure. Third is really the exposure with the EV.
Sam Abula Samad with Guidehouse Insights e-mobility research service says the federal commitment to charging stations on highways is also helping, but
we do need to make sure that that funding goes along with some sort of assurances chargers are properly maintained.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A committee has selected slugging first baseman Fred McGriff to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were left out again. McGriff slammed 493 home runs in an 18-year career. He was an all-star five times. Deshaun Watson returned to Houston, greeted with boos. The former Texans quarterback played in his first game for the Cleveland Browns, returning from a suspension stemming from sexual misconduct allegations. The Browns won the game 27-14. One of the founding cast members on TV Sesame Street has died.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood.
Actor, musician, and author Bob McGrath, right there from the start in 1969, was 90 years old. It was a glittering night in Washington at the 45th annual Kennedy Center Honors. CBS's Vladimir Duthier.
The ceremony featured tributes to the Empress of Soul, Gladys Knight, whose Pips joined Garth Brooks on stage.
He's leaving on that midnight train to Georgia.
Contemporary Christian artist and chart-topping pop star Amy Grant was also honored.
I'm here for Gladys Knight, can't you tell?
Julia Roberts heaped plenty of humor and praise at close friend and actor George Clooney.
He is profoundly present and attentive to the world around him.
Tanya Leone has composed groundbreaking orchestral, ballet, opera, and choral works.
One love.
Rounding out the class, U2, whose staying power across 40 years was honored with touching tributes and electrifying performances.
You make me feel like I can fly.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
In Waukesha, Wisconsin, they held the annual Christmas parade yesterday. Reporter Bruce Marcus says it comes a year after six people at the event were killed when a man drove an SUV through the crowd.
People lined the downtown streets to celebrate the holiday season and to remember the victims of last year's rampage. The parade featured first responders and others who witnessed the tragedy.
We were in the parade last year, and of course a lot of our girls were injured. So we're out here to just cheer everybody on.
And remain Waukesha strong. And the way to do Waukesha strong is not back off of what we had.
Security was tight for the parade, which featured no incidents.
The word of the year for the Oxford Dictionaries is actually a phrase, goblin mode. It's defined as behavior that's unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, or greedy. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.